Hello, friends. This is the Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, on 1150 AM just outside Seattle in the United States. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. We are the fastest-growing spiritual and UFO radio program in the world with listeners in over 60 countries, and I've been told that we also have many listeners off-planet as well. So whether you're on the planet or off the planet, welcome to the program. Today's show will be really incredible. For the first hour, we have Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Peace Project to talk about her wonderful work in South America. During the second hour, during the second part of the first hour, we'll have Dr. Tullio Simoncini, who's a world-famous medical doctor who successfully treats cancer with baking soda. He will be joining us live on the program from Rome, Italy, and he's famous for his groundbreaking research. During the second hour, from 3 to 4 p.m., I will be interviewing St. John Hunt, the son of E. Howard Hunt, who gave a deathbed confession to his son last year that his father was one of the three people who shot and killed President John F. Kennedy. I've been in contact with President Kennedy psychically, and he asked me to do this show, so I'm really looking forward to it. Also, during the second hour, joining us toward the end of that second hour will be Robin Alexis, a wonderful psychic from Mount Shasta, California, who also has a radio program here on KKNW. 1 week from today, on April 3rd, I'll be broadcasting the program from the Tokelan Inn in Tokelan, Washington, about 20 miles south of Aberdeen, Washington, on the Pacific. I will be having a very special ghost program where I will have Teresa Carroll on the show from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. When she's on the program, both her and I will be contacting the spirits and the ghosts at Tokelan Inn and bringing those spirits and ghosts on the program. So the show should be really out of this world. If you'd like to be part of that live audience for next show, Friday's show a week from today, please stay at the beautiful and scenic Tokelan Inn. It was originally built in 1868 and is named after a Native American man named Old Tok. The phone number for the Tokelan Inn is 360-267-7006, and the owners are Scott and Catherine, and they are wonderful people. They have wonderful homemade meals in their restaurants, and the rates are very reasonable. The program here is supported entirely by donations, and for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner on the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com, and just click on it. Your donations are really appreciated. And with this, I'd like to bring on Michiko. Michiko, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Ted.
Oh, good. It's so good to have you on today.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. You've been doing wonderful work for the Emoto Peace Project in South America. Could you tell, you were here at my Galactic Wisdom Conference several weeks ago, and I know everyone really enjoyed your wonderful presentations. Could you explain a little bit about what you're doing in South America?
Well, thank you. Yes, I left, I think it was Seattle on the 12th, of March, and then came to Lima, Peru. And there I gave presentations of Message from Water to children in kind of suburban, poor district. And it was just so wonderful to meet with these small children. And then after that, I went to Sao Paulo, Brazil, and visited several schools in Sao Paulo. And I also did presentations and distributed children's books to all the kids I met there in Sao Paulo. And then went to Rio de Janeiro also, and also went to schools and communities to give presentations and distributed children's books. And now I am in Santiago, Chile, and I just finished children's events yesterday. And in total, I've been here in South America for probably about 2 weeks, I think, right now. And so far, I have I gave children's books of Message from Water to about 3,000 children here in South America.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And for those who aren't familiar with the work of the late, wonderful Dr. Masaru Emoto, For many years, he had treated people with his special Hado water and Hado machines, curing many different kinds of diseases. And then he did a wonderful project on water, where he found that if you sent love and light and positive thoughts to water, that the molecular crystals of that water would change into these beautiful patterns, crystal patterns. And the lesson for humanity, I think, is that we are powerful spiritual beings. We have the ability to change the world in a really good way, and using his techniques of love and gratitude, that we can make this planet a much better and much happier place.
That's right.
And tomorrow, what will you be doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I will be giving, there will be a congress in Santiago called Primero Congreso por la Conciencia y la Paz in Chile. That means the first congress for the consciousness and peace in Chile. Right now, as long as I know, is that 4,000 people, or a little more than 4,000 people, are participating or coming to this Congress. And I will be talking about, I will be giving the presentation on the Emerald Peace Project, the message from water, and to give them the important message findings that Dr. Emoto learned from his own researches through these 20 years through water to all the people in Chile. More than 4,000 people are coming. I'm so excited.
Oh, my goodness. That's fantastic. That is so fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that the theory behind, the purpose behind the work is that if you teach children the valuable lessons of love and gratitude between the ages of 3 and 12, that in another, 15, 20, 25 years, when they become young adults, then they'll be far more interested in creating a world full of peace and harmony and getting along, rather than fighting endless wars and engaging in domestic violence or crime. And I just want to thank you so much for your valuable work, Michiko. It's just so wonderful that you're down there helping the people down there. And I just want to thank you so much for that. I wanted to bring you on today so you could enlighten people a little bit about what you're doing down there.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, and I've been so grateful that all the people that I meet by giving this presentation, they just keep their eyes open and widely open, and just learn so quickly about this importance of water, and they're just so, I'm just amazed with everyone here in South America. And I just, I hope that people in Japan and in the United States too will be just as curious and interested as those South American people too. And I'm sure they will be soon.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you've had so many thousand people interested in your message down there that I know that you're doing a lot of good work. For people interested in making this world a better place, I think we are all powerful spiritual beings within us, and that we have the ability to make the good decisions to make this planet a far better place and a far happier place than it is today.
Right, right. I know that,
go ahead.
All these children will be changing this world for the better place real quickly in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it will. They will.
Absolutely, absolutely. The fascinating thing about Dr. Emoto's research is that, as I mentioned before, if you took a glass of water and you directed positive thoughts at it, the molecular components of the water would turn into these beautiful water crystals. But if you took another glass of water, Michiko, and you directed negative thoughts or negativity to that water, the crystals would break down at the molecular level, and it wouldn't look nice at all. And I thought that his work was just fascinating.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's fascinating because what he tried to do was that through his work of treating people with water, people just did not. A lot of people had difficult time believing that water can cure diseases, and people could not see how water can heal the disease. So Dr. Emoto thought that it was so important to make it possible to show something that people cannot see, so that they will know that even though we can, there are so many things that we cannot see, but they exist, and it is possible that water is capable of curing people and capable of carrying the information, mm-hmm. and has the memory. And so I'm so grateful that he did it, you know. He was successful in doing that.
Well, and I think, too, the important thing for humanity around the world is that it's not only water, but it shows us how the power of our thoughts can create a wonderful reality if we choose to have it. And,
exactly.
And as, you know, as we've been speaking on the phone, I have to tell you, Michiko, and my many listeners around the world that this entire studio has lit up in a beautiful white light.
Nice.
It's so pretty. I know that the angels are here and Dr. Emoto is here as well. Yeah, I can feel his presence, actually. And he's so appreciative of your work. One thing I wanted, if you could explain a little bit about, while he was doing this water experiments, his office, he was also treating people for various diseases, wasn't he?
Right. Even now we do too, using this Haddo machine, or Haddo means vibration.
Yes.
So we can say it's a vibrational medicine that to prevent also the important thing is to prevent us from getting disease mm-hmm. before we have that disease. So that's what Office Masaru Emoto, our office, is trying to do. And for those who have the disease, who are suffering from disease, we do help those people using Haddo machine too. But what I'm doing now is, as part of a Emotopeace project, I'm trying to tell everyone or teach everyone the importance, what love and gratitude can do for all of us, for this universe, for this earth, so that we don't get disease if we are in the state of love and gratitude too. Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. I know that cancer cells, for example, have a very low vibrational frequency, and when people can, if people can raise their frequency, you can literally, you know, get rid of cancer cells or cure really any disease. In ancient Egypt, 5,000 years ago, the Egyptian doctors there thought that diseases were diseases. In other words, they split the word disease into two infinitives, so that when people were under stress or upset, that could open the door. The stress itself could open the door to different diseases.
That's very true. That's true, and that's why I think people will need to choose at a certain point, which direction, what everything, every moment is a choice. So when we feel we're tired, when we feel we're stressed, it's important that we take some time off for our own body, for our own spirit too.
Well, I wanted to share this with my many listeners around the world that before Dr. Emoto passed on last October in 2014, he did have a health part of his office in Tokyo, where they successfully treated many people with his Haddo machines.
And yes, even now, yes.
Even now, and even now even they're now. Successfully treating many, many people. Otherwise, incurable diseases, which Western medicine has not been able to touch, but successfully treating them there at their office in Tokyo. And I think that just amazing the kind of work your office does, and it's more than just water. It's applying the same principles of love and gratitude to making society and the world a better place, but also improving people's health and getting rid of a lot of diseases and ailments that which bother people.
Right. And when we know that when you are when you have a severe disease, or when you are in not a good condition, health condition, you just cannot. It's so important. It's so difficult to be happy. Mm-hmm. So you know, it's to create this whole earth, the peaceful place. we have to help these people who are suffering from diseases also, as well as just teaching children the importance of love and gratitude too.
Wonderful.
And then that way, I think, in overall, everything will be well balanced, and the planet Earth will be a peaceful place.
Now, one of the activities that your office does in Tokyo is that you create and manufacture something called angel water.
Mm-hmm.
Could you explain that to our listeners, my listeners, please, what angel water is?
Oh, angel water is, Russian scientists found out about this angel water, the original angel water, right after the accident in Chernobyl, nuclear accident happened, and there were certain people who were not affected by radiation in certain area, and the Russian government asked this scientist to do the research on that, learn why those people are not affected. And then he found out that there was a water that they were drinking and cooking, and that water had the special structure of water molecule, and that was resistant to this radiation and other viruses. So he created this technology to duplicate this water structure and provided this water to people in Fukushima when we had the Fukushima disaster or nuclear accident. And ever since then, Dr. Moto named that water angel water to help children in Fukushima so that they will not be affected by this radiation.
Isn't that wonderful? If my listeners would like to contribute to your wonderful efforts, both for the angel water, Michiko, and your wonderful Emoto Peace Project, you distribute books throughout the world in teaching children love and gratitude so that they will be learn to live in for a much better and happier world. How can they contact your organization or contribute to your wonderful work?
I would like to ask them to go to my our website, www.emoto.peaceproject.net. And there, they can contact us, and I would truly appreciate their support and pure donation for this Emoto Peace Project to help children in Fukushima, and also printing children's book of Message from Water for those countries who are not able to print books for children, and that's what we're trying to do also.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Michiko, thank you so much for coming on today. My next guest, actually, Michiko, is a Dr. Tullios Simonisi. Simoncisi.
Oh, wow.
He is a world-famous doctor who's used baking soda and other health methods to cure cancer, and it's documented.
Well, yes, I am so happy he will be on your show. Thank you so much for interviewing him, because I myself learned so much from him, from his website, because my father passed away in June last year, the same year as my dear boss, Dr. Emoto, passed away last year.
Sure.
But my father was diagnosed with a cancer on the Christmas Day of 2013, mm-hmm. And then since then I started to do some research on how we can cure him, not in the Western medicine, with the Western medicine. And then I came up with Dr. Simoncini, was his name?
That's right.
His website, and learned that how much baking soda can help those people with cancer. And I truly appreciate him.
Well,
so much for his contribution.
We will be going live to Rome, Italy, in about 2 minutes to interview Dr. Simoncisi. Jeannie, and if you like, you're welcome to stay on and listen and certainly contribute.
Thank
anything.
You. I will. Thank you so much, and love and gratitude to Dr. Simoncini. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. All right.
Okay,
well,
thank you, Ted, so much for interviewing me, too.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, you're doing wonderful work, and I wanted to tell my audience that even though our media here in the United States doesn't report it, you've gotten widespread coverage in South America for your wonderful work, covered by newspapers, television stations, radio stations throughout South America, and you're becoming famous down there, even though our media doesn't cover it up here. So that's why I wanted to give you an outlet up here.
Thank you so much, Ted. And, good luck to your show, too.
All right. I'm waiting now for my wonderful sound engineer, Eric, to we'll get our promotions on here. We've got a couple of sponsors we'd like to play. And then please hold on, Michiko, and we'll be getting on Dr. Simoncini live from Rome, Italy. Hello, friends. I'd like to introduce a wonderful friend of mine, Juliana, who's got a wonderful new shop in downtown Tacoma at 6765 Broadway called Inspired. Juliana, please tell my listeners all about your wonderful shop.
Hi, Ted. It's a pleasure to be there. We have a wonderful shop on Cheek Row in the historic theater district of downtown Tacoma. We specialize in beautiful crystal jewelry, gifts, tarot cards, artwork, and a lot of other things. A lot of our items are handmade and very special, and we buy from all over the world. Folks can schedule a reading, sign up for one of our engaging classes, or enjoy one of our exciting events. We do a lot of community events, and we offer a lot of unique and unusual workshops here. We're located in the Antique Row in a historic theater district of downtown Tacoma. We're easily accessible from the freeway, and there's lots of parking in the area. So super easy to get to. We're placed among the unique stores in Antique Row, and folks can come down and have a wonderful afternoon shopping in the area and having a wonderful meal at a local cafe as well. So we're located at 765 Broadway in Tacoma. All folks can come and visit us on our website, inspirednewage.com. We're open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 11 to 6. And be inspired. That is definitely our logo, and we certainly follow that. We dedicate ourselves to creating an uplifting experience from the moment folks walk in and hopefully throughout all of their subsequent visits.
Wonderful, Juliana. And I want to tell people it's very easy to get there. I visited their shop here a few days ago. If you're coming from the north, from Seattle, you simply take the city center exit.
Yeah, you take the A Street exit, and you go left on 9th Avenue, and then you go right on Broadway.
Okay.
And it's super easy to find. We're just a couple of doors down from that corner.
Okay, Juliana. Well, thank you so much for sharing your wonderful gift shop. I've been there, friends, and it's a wonderful place. And I urge all my listeners to please visit Juliana's shop.
Thank you so much, Ted.
Hello, friends. I'd love to tell you about a wonderful seafood place on the Washington coast. It's called Brady's Oysters. They're located on Highway 105, about 15 miles west of Aberdeen, Washington, in Westport. If you ever go out to the coast and you'd love some seafood, please stop by Brady's Oysters. They have wonderful seafood, including crabs, oysters, clams, salmon, halibut, steelhead, you name it. They've got it. And their prices are extremely reasonable. Their phone number, if you want to give them a call, is 360-268-0077. I've been there myself, and their seafood is great.
Get a grip on life with Alternative Talk 1150.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to the first hour of Out of This World Radio. And today we have an incredible program with Dr. Tullio Simoncini on the line from us from Rome, Italy. Dr. Simoncini, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Oh, it's so good to have you on the show today. Welcome to Out of This World Radio.
Thank you. I thank you because it is a good opportunity to spread some news.
Wonderful. Wonderful, sir. Well, I have to tell you, I think you are one of the most famous and interesting and wonderful doctors in the world for your pioneering work in using baking soda and other alternative methods to treat cancer. Could you tell me a little bit about yourself, please, for my many listeners around the world?
Yes, I am an oncologist. I am also a specialist in internal medicine, and I am also a philosopher doctor. I discovered the cause of cancer many years ago, and I focused that the cancer is caused by a fungus. So, in my opinion, it is an infection. I went on in my route, and I had many successes in healing people, and I just found new ways to treat the cancer with the sodium bicarbonate solution. That is the most powerful antifungal drug. I had a long story of a battle all over in the world, but I still persist to spread my theory, my idea that the cancer is not due to the cells damage or madness, but it is due to an infection. I was in many countries all over the world, conferences, lectures, consultation, and I wrote a book that is, the title is Cancer is a Fungus, that it is possible to see and to also to purchase on my website, that is cancerfungus.com. So I'm ready to go on with the interview, and any question is for any question, I'm glad to answer.
Well, thank you, Dr. Simoncini. It's so nice to have you on today. As you know, cancer is big business here in the United States, and actually from where my studio is here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle, Washington, in the United States. We have several hospitals close by, and of course the standard cancer treatments in the United States and other Western countries is either chemotherapy or surgery. And in some cases, I know it is effective, but I've heard that the success rate for chemotherapy and traditional medicine for cancer is only 3%, which I consider quite low. Using your techniques for alternative treatments using baking soda, I know you've been successful. Are you able to tell some stories about how you've helped people?
Yes, but as I told you, sodium bicarbonate is the most powerful substance against the fungi that, in my opinion, is the cause of cancer. But you have to reach it properly for the places where the fungus is, where the tumor is. There are tumors that can be healed easy. For instance, the tumor of the cancer of bladder can heal in 90% of cases. Also breast, also neck uterus cancer, or melanoma with another substance is curable with the iodine tincture. I have very high rate success in these tumors. Also, it is possible to have good results and heal people in prostate cancer, liver cancer, brain cancer, pleural cancer. These are the best. Or soft tissues cancer, like lymphomas or melanomas or cancer of the skin. More difficult is to cure the organs or tissues that have not too much vascularity. So it is difficult to have success on bone metastasis, esophageal cancer, or other difficult cancer to treat. Somehow, in any case, the sodium bicarbonate solution always helps, and it should be done in all cases of cancer. Of course, to reach the best results with the sodium bicarbonate, there's need to put a suitable catheter, port cuts, into the organs, into the arteries. There's need to do sometimes operation to remove only the tumor and make irrigation with the sodium bicarbonate solution. In my opinion, it's a big weapon. And even if I am persecuted in Italy by the institutions because I don't give chemo, but in many hospitals, many clinics, sodium bicarbonate is used secretly because everybody knows that it's effective.
Well, that is so fascinating. And you know, a big box of sodium bicarbonate in the store here typically costs less than $2.79. I saw a big box of it here the other day. Of course, the pharmaceutical companies here in the United States and elsewhere, and I hate to say this, but some people in the medical profession, they can't make the money if people are taking sodium bicarbonate for $2.79 versus chemotherapy, and which would easily can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yes, but this is not a point. Mm-hmm. Because if the medical industries accept my theory, they will earn more money than now. Mm. Because the antifungal drugs now are not suitable, they are not very well produced, but usually the antifungal drugs cost a lot, sometimes more than chemotherapy. Mm. The difference is that now chemotherapy is very expensive, but doesn't cure people because mm-hmm. most of dying of time makes only damages people, harms people. Mm-hmm. With a suitable antifungal drug, but that now are not on sale, people could heal longer and be a good client for the future. Also, if you think that the one vial of caspofungin, one of the last antifungal drugs, cost only one vial €1,000, that means it is more expensive than the chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. My battle is not against the chemotherapy or against hospital or gain. No, my battle is just battle in the theory field. In other words, if you don't know the cause of the cancer, if you want to speak of something but you don't know the subject, it is impossible to find out what is the subject of the discussion. Sure. This is the problem. Mm-hmm. After more than 100 years of researches, experimentation with no results, it's time to give up, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Also, taking count that there are 10 million people dying every year because of the cancer. So we have to wake up. Everybody has to wake up. We cannot follow like sheep only insane theories or insane therapies. Mm-hmm. Be careful. There are many insane theories and therapies in the classic conventional medicine and also in the alternative medicine. We have to be more wise, in my opinion, and find the middle way, because the truth sometimes is in the middle. Okay.
Interesting. Would you compare some of the techniques used to treat cancer nowadays in traditional medicine a little bit like bloodletting in medieval England?
Sorry, say it again. Okay, can I compare what?
Yes, in medieval Europe, Dr. Simoncini, bloodletting was often used as a way to cure illnesses. Doctors back, for example, 500-600 years ago, thought that a disease was due to bad blood. So what they would do is that they drain a person's blood, and that would be the hope that it would cure them whatever disease they had. And the analogy I wanted to make was that, do you think some of the so-called treatments in traditional medicine nowadays is a little bit like bloodletting back in medieval Europe?
I don't know. I repeat you, before doing any kind of treatment, we should focus the cause. So we cannot continue to try. Everybody is right, but with no subject, mm-hmm. the risk is that everybody says only unpredictable things, only illusion. We have to focus the real cause of the illnesses, mm-hmm. not only give symptomatic medicine or drugs that are based on nothing. Mm-hmm. This is my opinion. Before any treatment, we have to try to find the cause of the illness, the cause of the cancer, the cause of any other illness. You understand me?
Yes, I understand, sir. Very clear. Thank you for explaining that. Thank you so much for explaining that.
Okay. Thank you to you.
One thing I wanted to ask is I was contacted by a listener of my radio show last week, and she has, I don't know, she may have, she has a tumor in their breast area, and yep. I told her about my program today, so I know she's listening. If someone was interested in your treatments, Dr. Simoncini, mm-hmm. would they get a copy of your book, or is there a way to contact you on the internet?
Yes, they can contact me on internet. There is my email and my telephone number. So my email is t.simoncini, my surname, at alice.it. t.simoncini at alice.it. And they can call me on the telephone, or maybe the best thing to do is to send me an email with a short message, and I will ask more if there's need to know other details. This is the best way. Mm-hmm. And I usually respond to everybody. I try. I have hundreds of emails, but I try to help everybody.
Well, that's very kind of you, sir. And for those interested in contacting Dr. Simoncini, let me spell this out just to make sure that everyone has the email address. It's T as in Ted dot Simoncini, spelled S as in Sam, I, M as in Mary, O as in Olive, N as in Nancy, C as in Charlie, I as in India, N as in Nancy, I as in India, at, and the, did you say Alice dot IT?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, A-L-I-C-E. A as America, L as Lion, I as India, C as Colorado, and E as Elephant. Dot IT.
IT for Italy. Good.
Italy.
Good. That's wonderful.
Yes, right.
That's wonderful.
But people have to be trustful. People have to look out of the box, because there is the possibility to heal, especially if patients are not destroyed, completely destroyed. Mm-hmm. They cannot try something only at the end. They have to try before any harm treatment. Mm-hmm. This is my advice. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people are hesitating. I understand, but at least they can start immediately sodium bicarbonate, because sodium bicarbonate is really harmless. Mm-hmm. It can be handleable, easy, and it can produce great result even in a few days, few weeks. That's why it is worthwhile to try it at first.
A gallon of gasoline here in the Seattle area, Dr. Simoncini, costs about $2.79, depending on where you go. And for about the cost of a gallon of gasoline, you can buy a whole big box of baking soda here, which I find incredible. The other thing I wanted to tell you, on your website, you said that your first terminal cancer patient went into remission in 1981 and is still alive and well today.
1983, he's still alive. He gave me an interview about 7 years ago. I heard from him 2 years ago. But he's still alive. He had lung cancer with the other metastases in the lungs. Hopefully, he's still alive.
Fascinating.
More than 30 years.
More than about 32 years ago. That's amazing. Yes. That is just amazing.
But I have people completely healed, let's say, since 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 7 years ago. I have people completely healed. But I repeat, it is better to start when a patient is not destroyed, not at the end, not when he is completely terminal. Mm-hmm. That there is more chance to heal him.
I just want to take a quick station announcement, Dr. Simoncini. Hold on, please, sir. For those who are just tuning in, this is Ted Marr, the host of Out of This World Radio. We are having a fascinating discussion of with Dr. Tullio Simoncini's work on using baking soda and other alternative methods for successfully treating cancer. He's on the phone with us live today from Italy. Dr. Simoncini, I have to ask you this question, sir. Since your techniques have been very successful, why hasn't the medical professions around the world, why haven't they embraced your methods instead of they appear to be fighting you on many sometimes about it?
You can think about one thing. Tell me one big discovery in medicine or in the revolutionary theory that was not fought by the medical association, by the institution. Tell me, I just remind you, mm-hmm. Semmelweis, who discovered the infection in the women after they were visited by doctors after they did the autopsy, the post-mortem examination, Semmelweis was said mad. Mm-hmm. Fleming also was considered mad. But Paracelsus, the father of the pharmacology, mad. The father of the vaccine, mad. The last scientist, Barry Marshall, that discovered Helicobacter pylori was banned 10 years, then was given the Nobel Prize. The institutions, they react immediately in a very aggressive way because they don't want to accept the novelties. Mm-hmm. The novelties produce problems in the class of men doctors. So this is unavoidable. One new theory, one revolutionary theory will be always attacked. And this is also my position.
I'm sure, sir, you know the historical story of famous astronomer Galileo, who lived, I believe, in Italy in the 16th, 17th centuries, and he really ruffled the scientific establishment by proposing that the Earth was not the center of the universe, that in fact we were part of a solar system revolving around the sun. And he was viciously attacked at the time, from what I've read, for his views. And unfortunately, I think you've done some wonderful work in trying to help people with this cancer and other awful diseases through your work with sodium bicarbonate. But instead of embracing it, it's unfortunate that many, many people in government institutions and some medical centers have, instead of examining your work with a objective eye, they instead have attacked you, which is too bad.
Yes, I think so. But there is another case. Have you ever heard about Giordano Bruno?
No, I haven't, sir. No.
He's a monk. Is a monk that in 1500 in the beginning of the Renaissance said that maybe there were other world in the universe. So the priests just burned him. He was burned in the middle of a big square of Rome. Galilei was more lucky because was just in prison. I hope to survive and don't pass through and to avoid this to pass through these bad patterns. Mm-hmm. I hope so, because if I can to speak to tell people the truth, at the end, will be eliminated. We need to finish with this macabre story of the cancer, of the tumor, the cancer. It seems to be a monster. At the end, it is a simple thing. Mm-hmm. So we have to be together. We have to be to join side by side. Because otherwise, the hecatomb will continue for other 10, 20, 30, the massacre 30, 40 years. And people will die with the suffering, a lot of sufferings. This is not acceptable, no more acceptable.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Dr. Simoncini. And you know, as you've been speaking, I am a psychic and I am in touch with the other side. I have been for many years. And whenever I get a wonderful guest like you on the air and the angels really like you, the whole studio here has lit up, and it's lit up inside. We have kind of an overcast, cloudy day here in Seattle, but inside the studio, it's much brighter in here than it is outside. And I think it's because of the angelic light, and the angels are saying that they're applauding your work.
Okay. I'm glad of it. Anyway, I think that people... have to wake up. It is time to refuse litanies that last one century, more than one century. Mm-hmm. So if you want to speak of something, we have to point at the subject. If there is no subject, everything can be wrong or true. But this is not acceptable to continue with no subject. Mm-hmm. The story of the madness of the cells of the cancer is made by the mad brains, mm-hmm. but by mad minds. Mm-hmm. It is a story that is located in the last century, mm-hmm. For last century. Now we have many possibilities to think out of the box. We have to start to think with our own mind.
I totally agree with you, sir, and that's why I my program here, Out of This World Radio, I like to think out of the box, and so that's what
No, because there are no results. There are always victims of the insane therapies.
Right.
Always
right.
Victims. There is no subject, there is no discovery of the tumor, but we continue to do the same thing since 100 years, and we continue to destroy people. This is no more acceptable.
Sir,
why people don't wake up? This is incredible.
Yes, I agree.
And the program you do are very important because they push people to think. Mm-hmm. Maybe mm-hmm. there is something else than all the stupidities that they want to give us.
Well, I have to tell you, about a third of my listening audience here in the Seattle area, according to recent ratings, are people from the medical profession. And I know many of those are listening. And part of it, too, I think it's in the medical schools here in the United States and in the West where they just don't teach alternative health methods. And so the doctors and nurses, of course, they don't know about it. They're not going to be have any information on it. But I think you're doing a wonderful service. And I want to add this note. Baking soda is a very beneficial. I've used it myself. There are many areas here in the United States where our government, our military, is doing a lot of chemical spraying. They're dumping metals like aluminum, barium, strontium, titanium into the atmosphere. In a way, they're terraforming the planet. They're changing the atmosphere for military purposes. But as they do that, and as these heavy metals go into your body, one of the techniques that I was told to use was baking soda and vitamin C, a very effective way to flush out any kind of metal toxins. So if you are in an area where you have been sprayed by our U.S. military for these heavy chemical spraying, baking soda, I've used it, and it's been very useful for me. But Dr. Simoncini, could you tell my listeners around the world what other kinds of research you're doing now? Are you engaged in full-time research and treating patients now?
Yes, I continue to treat patients, but I have many people completely healed, and I make a personal experimentation, because institutions don't allow me to do official experimentation. Mm-hmm. So I know very well. For some type of tumors, I have 90% of healing. But if you want to be recognized, if you want to be accepted, you need to make an official experimentation. Mm-hmm. Of course, the official experimentation, I should do it, not the other one, because I know the way to do it. But this is a rubber wall where you bump, mm-hmm. because the institution don't want to make a new experimentation, mm-hmm. to go in new fields. Mm-hmm. The problem is that all the medical system is medieval. Mm-hmm. We are in medieval status because you cannot move. Mm-hmm. It is impossible to make experimentations if you are not a chemical industry. Mm-hmm. The universities are on the hands of the chemical industries. Mm-hmm. The scientific magazine are on the end of medical on the chemical industries, in all the official medical system. It is very difficult. The only window that you can find, where you can find the truth, is internet, because now at that moment in internet you can find the truth, but you have to be also careful, because there are many charlatans also in the alternative fields. It is difficult. I understand it is difficult for the people. But I always suggest to do something. If you want to accept something, some treatments, some therapy, some theory, you have to see the results. Mm-hmm. Not mm-hmm. the results that are declared by the official institution, because all the statistics are completely false, mm-hmm. or they are unreliable. But you have to see if there are results in other alternative fields, but with reliable evidences. That is, tomography CT scan before and after treatment, or MRI before and after treatment, ultrasound, endoscopies, and so on. We have to use a scientific aptitude, even if we don't agree with the conventional medicine, but we have to be scientific.
Dr.
We have to find the results.
Dr. Simon
Sorry,
Cini.
Because in Italy it's very late. It is about 11 o'clock. Today I work a lot, a little bit tired.
Oh, that's all right, my friend. We've got about a minute left, and I just wanted to tell my many friends and listeners around the world and in the Seattle area and across the United States and Canada that we have a wonderful doctor, world-famous doctor, Dr. Tullio Simoncini, on the line now. And please hold on. Please hang on, friends, for our next hour. We've got about 30, 40 seconds left, and I want you to have the final words for this hour.
Okay, thank you.
Please, go ahead.
I am happy to speak to the American people in the Seattle area. I was many times in the USA, and I have many friends. That's why I want to share my experience on cancer treatments.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for coming on today, Dr. Simoncini. I hope you have a wonderful evening, and sorry I kept you up so late.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's keep in touch in the future.
I will, sir. Buongiorno.